Hi, and welcome to Of Maeve and Mice. I'm Maeve Lance.
I'm Katie Hornsleth.
I'm Skylar Pemberton.
I'm Brenna Meehan.
In this podcast, we will be talking about the decision that George made at the end of the novel Of Mice and Men. So George, his decision was that he shot and killed Lenny after Lenny accidentally killed Curly's wife.
Big yikes.
And this decision is kind of controversial because Lenny was George's best friend, but I think that it was a good idea for George to kill Lenny because if he didn't, then Curly would have gotten to him and he would have died a more brutal and violent death.
What would happen if he didn't kill Lenny?
I think if he didn't kill Lenny, Lenny would have either went to jail and he would have been treated worse.
I think he probably would have been caught by Curly and shot in the stomach, which would have been a very painful death.
Yeah, I think that Curly would have gotten to him, and if somehow that he escaped, he wouldn't be able to, like, survive on his own.
Yeah.
So, like, either way, it wouldn't have ended up well.
Well
for him.
The only reason I would say I disagree is because the novel isn't in any way accurate on how mental health, like, actually is. There's not even, like, a specific disability that Lenny has. The reason I disagree is only because the novel portrays mental disabilities in an inaccurate way because Lenny doesn't even have, like, a specific disability.
I agree. I think we could have been able to understand more if they said what he had, because of my understandings of the different mental disabilities that people have to this day, that none of them are accurate with what Lenny has. Like, his disability does not match a real life.
Yeah, it's just like the author just like thought what he thinks a disability would be like he's never
but
had.
But it's not like specific. It's just he has a disability. Like, that's it.
Yeah, he like never like picked. He didn't, like, do any research. He just was like, oh, I guess this is what they're like, and went with it.
Yeah.
But I guess we have to take it how it is in the book and build off of it.
Yeah, because, like,
because we can't change it. I guess he just created a different disability. It's fictional.
Yeah, like,
I mean, it's not.
I don't know if that's how it works. 100%.
Well, he's an author, so he can create worlds. It's just like creating something, and if you create a wizard, that's not a real thing. He created a type of disability that Lenny has,
We're
just
going
to have to build
it. He just didn't clarify.
That's, like, really
it's, like, established that he has.
Harmful to people who have, like, actual disabilities.
I mean, I agree, but if we're talking about the decision, we have to look at what we have and we were given.
I know that.
Yeah.
If I was George, I probably wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really hard decision for someone to make, but, like, reading the novel, and, at the end, like, I think he made the right decision. Like, I know it would be, like, really hard for a person to do that, but I think it was better for Lenny.
I think it would be hard for George either way if he killed or didn't kill Lenny, because if he killed Lenny, and it's probably hard to kill this person that's been with you this whole time, but if he didn't kill Lenny, and he watched Lenny go through so much pain, and when Curly killed him, or if he just watched Lenny just live a life in prison.
Or, like, if he somehow escaped, but, like, George wouldn't be able to, like, go with him because then Curly would probably find him and Lenny wouldn't be able to, like, survive on his own, like, in a good way. Like, he'd probably get into even more trouble somewhere else.
But wouldn't the group be able to overpower Curly because Curly's tiny and he doesn't have a lot of, like, power or manpower?
Yeah, he'd have the authority to get them, like, kicked out. Or not kicked out, but, like, fired.
So then, like, they wouldn't have jobs. And
His dad owned it. And, like, it says at the end that, like, his... No, never mind. It says in, like, the middle that his dad had, like, a lot of authority in the area. So, like, Lenny would probably go to jail.
They'd probably all go to jail.
Yeah, if Curly got them,
they
all would definitely go to jail.
They're all not going to go down for this one guy they've known for a week.
I mean, but, like, if George ended up going to jail Lenny, I think, like...
I think that'd be worse.
But I think that wouldn't be fair for George.
No, I know it wouldn't, but I was just saying, like...
Yeah, I think at the end, like you said, like they probably have been able to overpower Curly, but I don't know if they would because they don't want to get fired, too. Like, that's really all they have. Like, they don't have a lot of family or friends, so if they get fired, they pretty much lose everything in their life. So I don't think they would choose to overpower Curly for a guy they knew for, like, a couple days.
Agreed.
I agree.
I don't know. It's just, like, hard for me to, like, think about it because sometimes I don't see that George appreciates Lenny as much as he should.
Yeah, and I think it's shown throughout the book that it's hard for him. I mean, he always says that it would be easier without Lenny, but I feel like he still did care for Lenny a lot, and that's why, one of the reasons he had to shoot Lenny himself and kill himself, because he's the one that Lenny knew, and Lenny actually cared about George. But I think one of the reasons George shot Lenny himself was because Candy told George that, "I ought to have shot that dog myself, George. I shouldn't ought to have let no stranger shoot my dog." And it's because, well, Candy knew his dog and loved his dog for years. He was with them side by side. And Lenny was, I guess, kind of like that for George. He was side by side, a companion. And George might have been harsh on Lenny through the years, but he still cared for Lenny. He didn't want anyone else to, he didn't want Lenny to get hurt. And he felt bad for him.
Like, even when Lenny was, he was going to kill Lenny, he was, like, telling him about the dream so he would be happy when he died.
Yeah,
so
he didn't want him to be, like, in, like, upset. A lot of pain.
Yeah, they were talking about, like, the rabbits. And
I mean, everyone wants to die in a good way and not a bad way. And if you're dying happy, then...
Yeah. Like, he didn't want to see him, like, suffer. Like, even though he knew what he had to do.
Because
like,
he didn't want him to suffer because it's like a death he won't feel. So if he just, like, is happy, he won't know anything else.
Yeah. And then, like, afterwards, even Slim said, "You had a George. I swear you had a..." Because, like... Slim also knew that it would be better if George killed him than if Curly came and killed him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that quote also works with the fact that so George knew what would happen if he didn't shoot Lenny himself or backed away. It's like when he told Candy before, when they found Curly's wife's dead body. "I know, now you listen. The guys might think I was on it. I'm going to go back to the bunkhouse. Then in a minute, you come out and tell the guys about her. And I'll come along and make like I never seen her." He knew that if he was, like, he knew he was tied to Lenny. And everyone knew when they saw Curly's wife that who did it, and it was Lenny. He knew he would be tied to the death of Curly's wife just because of Lenny. So he had to come, go to the bunkhouse and come back to show that he didn't do it. But still, he had to shoot Lenny as well to show that he wasn't on Lenny's side and wasn't going to help him. To build off of that, he had to kill him because they knew Lenny would do harm. Mm-hmm. Lenny is a nice person. He has a kind heart. He doesn't want to hurt anyone, but he can't help it.
He, like, he doesn't know his own strength, and that's what, like, leads him to trouble every time.
Yeah, he could hurt more people.
And that's, like, that's, I think that's one of the factors that George, like, took into consideration with killing him, because he didn't want, like, this to happen again, because he knew it would lead back to Lenny and, like, George helping him.
Because of, like, what he did to Curly when he crushed his hand. And he wouldn't stop even when George told him to. And he usually listens to George, so he's like, "I can't control him anymore." Yeah. When he gets like that.
And, like, through the book, he'd, like, sorry, he stopped, like, listening to George. Kind of, like, I don't think, like, he purposely meant to, but, like, we saw when he, like, had Curly's hand, like, he didn't listen to George like he did before.
I think he listens to George until he gets frightened or something, and then he just can't, because he can't control
him. Yeah, like, he just holds on, like.
Yeah.
Can't help it, and it's one of the reasons why this, like, topic is so controversial, because we all, like, feel bad for Lenny, but also we know that it wouldn't be good for him to keep going.
Yeah, he really, like, doesn't know how to make his own decisions. Like, he's really dependent on others, but he also, like, doesn't even know what he's doing while he's doing it. Like, at the beginning of the novel, it said that George told him to jump in a lake or a pool or something.
Oh, it was in the river.
Yeah, in the river. And Lenny didn't know how to swim, but he still did it. And so, like, he's really dependent on others, but he also doesn't know what to do by himself, because he doesn't really know what he's doing. When he was crushing Curly's hands, he didn't want to do it, but he didn't know what else to do.
Like, he didn't realize until, like, after the thought, because he told George, like, he didn't want to hurt him, but, like, he didn't realize, like, how much he was hurting them in the moment.
Also, because George just, like, he's going to do whatever George tells him to. So since George was, like, get him money, he decided, he's like, okay.
Yeah, and then he
I'll do whatever I can.
Yeah, and he gets frightened, and then he doesn't know what to do, so he just holds on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, like, always makes it worse, but, like, he doesn't know any better.
In conclusion, there's a lot of different
factors that influenced George's decision to kill Lenny. And it may seem harsh that he had to kill his best friend and someone that he's been around with for the past, like, been around with for a long time, but overall it was a good decision, and it benefited Lenny more than what would have happened if he didn't kill him.
This concludes the Of Maeve and Mice podcast.